1984, Gay Pride March, London. A lad from the suburbs watches nervously as a large gay pride flag with a clenched fist is paraded. The young man swallows hard and emerges from the underground. He has to duck as a beer can is lobbed by a homophobic thug. He's completely out of his depth.
Oi, grab hold of this, will you, mate?
Oh, no, sorry.
Just for 5 minutes till my friends get here. Come on.
It's just I don't really want to be too visible.
Was it your first pride?
Yeah, first anything.
Yeah, well, this is the best way, you need to throw yourself in.
The thing is I'm actually from Bromley.
Well, don't worry about that. We're a broad church.
No, I mean, it's the train. It's further out than people think, and
hey, I've been dragging this thing on my own since Marble Arch. Where are their buckets?
I'm surprised you have to ask that question, Mike, coming from Accrington.
Mike, does anything get rid of blood bites?
No. Where's Mark now?
Wait, listen up, everyone.
Where exactly have you been?
I want everyone to take a bucket and start rattling. This is for the miners.
Miners? We agreed on a banner, Mike.
It's a show of solidarity. Who hates the miners? Thatcher? Who else? The police, the public and the tabloid press. It sounds familiar.
Surely,
but the only problem we've got that they haven't is Mary Whitehouse, and that can only be a matter of time.
Mark.
I know, it's not been planned, it's not been thought through, but it's a really good idea, isn't it?
Bespectacled Mike ponders.
Isn't it?
What am I supposed to do with this?
Give it to the lesbians, they love a banner.
Oh, for God's sake. Right, looks like you're off the up, mate. Well, lad. Whatever Mark says, we do it. Don't ask me why.
As the young lad from Bromley watches bewildered, Mike heads off into the crowds with the banner, and he's left alone in the middle of the marchers. He hurries to the pavement and is passed by a woman with her young daughter.
Disgusting.
Yes.
Disappointed with himself, he hangs his head, then watches the march. Mike and Mark approach with their buckets.
Sponging, do you need a hand?
Well, if it isn't Bromley.
I mean, my last train's actually not for ages.
Gays and lesbians,
gays and lesbians supporting the miners and their families!
Gays and lesbians support the miners!
Guys, support the miners!
Gays and lesbians support the miners!
An elderly woman on the pavement holds up a banner. Burn in hell. Fairy lights frame the windows above a shop called Gays the Word. The lad from Bromley's in a phone box.
It's just a couple of the lads from college. And one of them lives in Chislehurst, so you can't be too late either. I've got my key.
Well, just mind yourself on that last train. There's weirdos and all sorts on there.
Thanks, Mum.
He leaves the phone box and enters the packed party flat, squeezing past people gathered on the stairs. He looks around wide-eyed in the party half-light and is approached by a muscly guy, bare-chested apart from braces. He spots Mark and the collection buckets. A young woman with a waffled red quiff calls to him.
Oi, Bromley! Over here. I'm hiding from that girl.
Why?
She broke my heart at a Smiths concert.
I've never met a lesbian before.
Really? I've never met anyone who irons their jeans.
I live at home.
No shit. Is that where you got that lovely brooch?
That's embarrassing.
It's a happy birthday badge.
It's today.
What are you, 10?
I'm 20.
You won't go spreading that around. You're illegal, darling. 16 for the breeders, 21 for the gays. Did you learn nothing on that march? You're still a miner.
Jesus.
Victory to the miners.
Well, I can still make a mess, okay? They've counted it.
Well, come on, you've collected as much as anyone.
He follows her and the lad with the love bite.
Stephanie, were you with Jeff in the bell last night?
For fuck's sake, it's a bruise, okay? My neck is bruised.
They file into the bookshop.
The red wine on the floor, please.
Right then!
It's a pretty good march today.
Not much in the way of beatings or abuse. Hardly any petrol bombs or swastikas. Is it me or the police getting soft? It's funny, they've stopped hanging around outside our clubs lately. What's that about? Do you think they finally got sick of all that Donna Summer? My guess is they went somewhere else to pick on someone else. My guess is that while we're enjoying a temporary reprieve, they're here.
giving these poor sods the shit we usually get. Now, these mining communities are being bullied just like we are. Right? Bullied by the police, bullied by the tabloids, bullied by the government.
Do any of them need a hug?
No. What they need is cash. And they need it urgently.
Yeah, because the miners have always come to our aid, haven't they?
Why don't we talk about today?
What? Today, with only a couple of buckets, we raised nearly 200 quid. Right, think what we could achieve if we really started trying.
I'm from Durham.
Well, you know exactly what we're talking about then.
I know those bastards kick the shit out of me every morning on my way to school. And every night on my way home.
The guy in a wool cap and his friend leave.
We are proposing to meet at least once a week and just to do as many collections as we can.
Oh, and we've got a name.
Mike has a bucket with a hand-drawn label.
LGSM. Lesbians and Gays Support the Miners.
It's not very catchy.
It's a support group, Steph, not a scuffle band.
Right, come on, let's have a show of hands, shall we, who's in? Guys? Come on, guys, please. Oh, come on, guys.
Is that it?
We've actually been looking for things that we could do together as a couple.
Well, this is perfect. You can feed the miners and your relationship. How many is that?
That's six.
It's better than five.
Not as good as seven.
Jonathan!
Oh, God, here come the gay liberals. Brilliant party, Geth.
I'm sure you could use the back room here, if you're looking for a base, that is.
We are. That's amazing. Gethin, thank you.
And what about me and Jonathan? Or is it exclusively for the under 25s?
Oh, no, of course not. Everyone's welcome.
Are you sure Jonathan's interested?
Jonathan's cavorting camply out on the pavement as sombre, serious Gethin signs up.
Well, he's had a bit of a loose end at the moment. He just needs something to occupy him. Mm-hmm. Project.
What about Bromley over there?
I've just started catering college.
Good. Congratulations, all of you. You're the founder members of Lesbians and Gays Support the Miners.
Terrific. Let's bring down the government.